What is up, Game That Tunas? Jesse here in the cockpit of a giant freaking robot. You know, just checking my heat gauges and making sure my jump jet fuel is ready to go. I got some lasers and some rockets and all sorts of fun stuff going on in my giant robot. It's also got a special button that I can use to record podcasts. And then if I turn my seat just a little bit to the left, I got a whole thing to make mixtapes with. So I figured in this giant robot, I should make a giant robot mixtape. And that's why we started with the bar from the DOS version of Mech Warrior, which is just a fun little, like, I love those, like, old computer sounds of, like, music and stuff. It's great. So let me get you inside of my brain for just a little bit so you can wonder, why, Jesse, why are you bringing us a giant robot mixtape, besides the fact that giant robots are pretty cool? And to that I say, well, It's weird, really. I've been recently wanting to get back into painting miniatures. And so, you look at the Warhammer stuff and you're like, oh man, that's some cool stuff I would like to paint. But fuck, is it expensive? Warhammer is expensive. And it's like, and what if I painted these things and I actually got to play them? And it's like, that would be even more expensive because armies, like even if you wanted to play like one of the squad-based versions of Warhammer, which is like, what, Kill Team, I think? That's still gonna fucking get you your wallet real good. And so I did a little searching and I was like, oh, wait, what about motherfucking BattleTech? And BattleTech, I don't know if you know, is a giant robot, like tabletop role-playing game / war game type deal that's been around since the fucking 80s. In case you've, and there's all sorts of different spin-offs. You've probably heard of Mech Warrior. Back in the Xbox days, Mech Assault was a big deal. That was some fun shit. So I was looking at the BattleTech, and it's way cheaper. You can get a starter kit with two great mechs to paint and play with, and then there's some like cardboard cutout things. Get ready, $25. That's, if you want a starter set for Warhammer, you're paying 60 or more, and that honestly won't even give you enough things to use to play, unless you're playing like with some, you know, someone at your house or something. Like, you go to a store with your $60 box and be like, let's play Warhammer. They're gonna be like, well, you need like $100 more of models, so here, borrow mine. Well, BattleTech, you can get another set. I think it's like the set that has like 8 mechs in it. So like plenty to go around. And that's only like $60 and you're good to go for a fucking while. So I've been on the BattleTech train. I've been watching BattleTech lore videos. It's been weird. BattleTech's fucking weird. There's a new game on Game Pass, Mech Warrior 5 Clans. It's pretty fun. Although they do have weird mouth animations, and that bothers me a little bit, but, you know, I'm not here for the mouths, I'm here for the mechs. Just like you guys, you don't want to hear me yapping. So let's get to some giant fucking robot music. We're going to start it with Dazil, Town of Burning Sands from Xenogears. Then we're going to go Manifold Irons from Front Mission. And this, I might have to look back, but I feel like this is one of our first Wonderswan games on this, and I was real excited. That's the only reason that you'll see two Front Mission songs, because I tried to do just like one from a series, but I had to do Wonderswan. Come on, it's Wonderswan. It's a cool little Japanese handheld. I wish I had one. Then we go to Stage 1-2 Temple from Ranger X, then the Enemy Commander from Metal Warriors, Gazing Boundary from Ring of Red. You guys remember Ring of Red on the PlayStation 2? It was like, what if World War II was crazy and we invented steam and diesel-powered mech things? And those mechs are real weird. They're like slow, and I always felt if we decided to not make tanks and made mechs, that they would look like the ones in Ring of Red. So that's an interesting game. Pinnacle Robotics from Into the Breach, which that game fucking rules, such a good game. The Legendary Machine from Magic Knight Ray Earth. Tomorrow to Start from Vanguard Bandits, shout out to CX. Buddies from 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. Galactica from Zone of the Enders Fist of Mars. Welcome to the Marauder Corps from Titanfall. Cerberus Squad from Chrome Hounds, which I used to play a lot of Chrome Hounds. That game fucking ruled. And I found out this week that was a From Software game. Of course, because it was fucking awesome. Then we go into another bar for general purpose from Front Mission 3. Then Stage Select from Bang.io. Super 8 theme from Cyberbots. Zaku 2 from Gundam, the Battlemaster 2. Then Pink Ball Activate from Kirby and Planet Robobot. She's Lost Control from Cyber Troopers Virtual On. Then theme from Armored Core 2. Can you guess what game it's from? From Armored Core 2. And then we ended up with everyone's funny mech game to bring up because it's ridiculous. You play as the vice president. And that's Good Feather Fly Flag from Metal Wolf Chaos XD. So yeah, let's, you know, I'm going to start this fucking fusion reactor behind me and go blow up a Shadow Cat or something. I don't know. Fuck. Mechs are really cool and big. And GTT is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.